This is the Eagle 98.1 Feel Good Friday, presented by Home Bank. Good for business, good for life.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and bring in now Kelly Stein. She is the founder of the 1031 Consortium. First of all, Kelly, thank you so much for joining us on Eagle 98.1 today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So before we talk about this cool drive, I guess, that you guys are having right now, tell us a little bit about the 1031 Consortium for someone who might not know and what you guys are all about.
Sure. 1031 Consortium is a local 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to give the kids of our area a safe and happy Halloween. And we do that in lots of different ways, one of which is by putting on the FIFALE Halloween Festival later in the month of October. But also, we provide costumes for children who otherwise may not be able to have one, and we help neighborhoods with trick-or-treat assistance. So we're kind of like a Halloween version of Toys for Tots as well.
That's really cool because, you know, I love how you put that, the Halloween version of Toys for Tots, because you don't hear a lot about, you know, nonprofits that start up with a mission of making sure every kid has a great Halloween.
Right. And, you know, think back to your own childhood. You know, Halloween is consistently ranked as a favorite holiday for children, just with the imagination play and, of course, the candy. And then, you know, there are so many kids who cannot experience those joys. And, you know, Halloween is not typically considered a gift giving or a time of giving, when really it is one of the biggest holidays for giving, with trick or treat. You know, total strangers knock on your door and you're giving them candy just to see them smile.
Right. So tell us what we have underway right now with this costume drive. I know we have a week left. How do I help out?
Right. So the costume and candy drive is a major component of 1031 Consortium, and you can get all of the details at freecostumes.com. There you will find a list of addresses and a map of over 30 drop-off locations around the greater Baton Rouge area, including Zachary, Walker, Denham Springs, and Gonzales. So you can go to any of these locations and drop off a new or gently used, I stress gently used, Halloween costume. And we will make sure that that costume gets to a child that needs one. We're also collecting store-bought individually wrapped candy at these locations as well, except for at the Go Auto locations. They are only accepting costumes.
Well, this is a really good idea because every time I get a costume for my kid or for myself, I then don't know what to do with it afterwards. So,
right. A lot of people wear them once or twice and then they say, well, what do I do with this now? You give it to us. That's what you do with it.
And so this is something that you guys do every year. So it's also good to remember for future years.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, there really is such a great need for this. Please do think of us every year. The last time we did this, obviously we couldn't do it in 2020 and 2021 because of COVID. But in 2019, the last time we did this, there was a line a couple of hours long. We gave away 600 costumes in about 4 hours. So there is a great need for this, and we appreciate all the support that we can get.
So is there an actual day that you will be handing these costumes out?
Yes, all of the collected costumes will be given out for free to any child who needs one on October the 9th at the Goodwood Library at 4 o'clock. And you can get all of those details at freecostumes.com.
Kelly Stein is who we've been chatting with today, founder of 1031 Consortium. What a wonderful idea. And I love how you start your own scripts here, and that every child deserves to play dress up on Halloween. And it's just, you know, even for me as a mom, not considering the fact that that might be easier for some of us than others to get a cool costume. So what I commend you very much for coming up with this very creative idea for Halloween, one of my favorite holidays also.
Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. And you're absolutely right. Not everyone can experience this. The average Halloween costume runs about $45, according to Coupon Cabin. And that is just an impossible expense for a lot of families, especially if they have multiple children. So, well, we appreciate all of the support that the Baton Rouge community has given us, and we look forward to outfitting all of our kids with these wonderful donated costumes. Thank you so much.